Major League Baseball has announced it will suspend all business and promotional activities related to the Washington Nationals baseball team. The decision follows a controversial vote by Washington City Council. NPR's Luke Burbank reports.
When Major League Baseball announced Washington, D.C. was finally getting its own team, the city had exactly 93 days to agree on how to pay for the team's new ballpark. At the rate the negotiations are going, it could take each and every one of those 93 days to get there. That's because late Tuesday night, in a surprise move, the city council approved a funding plan that required private money for half of the stadium's cost. This was a major departure from the deal Mayor Anthony Williams had promised the league, and it left him feeling a little glum the next day.
As a human being and as a CEO of the city, I am deeply troubled about what happened last night, and I'm saddened that we could go so far in 5 years and step back so far in 5 minutes. And yes, I think baseball is now in jeopardy. We had a deal. I believe the deal was broken, and the dream of 33 years is now once again close to dying.
When baseball agreed to come to Washington, Williams promised the ballpark would be funded in three ways. Number one, from sales taxes at the stadium. Number two, from rent paid by the team. And three, from a tax on large businesses. None of the cost would come directly out of the team's pocket. The problem was that the mayor still hadn't run the idea past the city council, whose approval is also required. Chairman Linda Kropp was the person who proposed requiring a certain amount of private funding. Even though she's become public enemy number one on local sports talk stations, she says she and the council are just doing their jobs.
If we just accepted anything that came to us, then there's no need for a council, quite frankly. I think our job is to challenge. And I think it's my responsibility to try to figure out a way to make this whole stadium process less costly to the taxpayers of the district.
For its part, Major League Baseball has called the city council's plan wholly unacceptable. Instead of debuting the Nationals' new uniforms on Wednesday, as it had planned to do, league president Bob Dupay announced MLB would suspend all business and promotional activities related to the team. The league even went so far as to offer season ticket holders their money back. Both sides have until December 31st to come to an agreement on the matter, and there are a few ways that could happen. Linda Kropp could drop her requirement for private funding at the next council meeting. $150 million in private financing could appear from somewhere, or the league could even kick in some cash. Any of those would be fine, say Williams and other baseball backers, but in the meantime, they're worried the league will offer the team to another city. That's unlikely, says sports economist Andrew Zimbalist, because warts and all, Washington is still the most attractive market in the country that doesn't yet have a team.
Realistically, what options do they have for next year? Again, I can't see them going back to Puerto Rico or Montreal or to Monterrey, Mexico. Las Vegas doesn't have a baseball stadium, really, that they can play in. I think that Washington is too good of a market for baseball to turn away from.
Thousands of local fans who've already bought tickets, hats, and other paraphernalia are hoping he's right. Luke Burbank, NPR News, Washington.